Thank you. You may be seated. That is that's unanimous, so we'll talk to the pastor and ask him to come back and be with us for this 30 days. And then we'll organize as a group, and we'll go forward from there. We'll decide what we're going to do from there. We just need to pray. I'll just be honest with you this morning. It's a shock to me, and I'm sure it's a shock to most everybody. I think that it is a shock, and we don't know what to do. So why do something when we don't know what to do? So let's pray about it, and let's believe that God's got good things in store for us, because I know He has. I love Him this morning. And let me just say, since I'm up here anyway, and if somebody else wants to do something, I'm not going to try to take charge of anything. I'm a member here, and the Lord has called me to preach. And so, do you mind if I just preach a little bit? Amen. I love the Lord. And I want you to know this morning that the Lord loves me. And the Lord loves you. And Paul said that I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. And that He was buried, and that on the third day He arose according to the scripture. The good news this morning for us, among the bad news, the good news is that Christ died for our sins. And the good news this morning is that fact is recorded. It's a recorded fact that He died for my sins, that He died for your sins. But it's also confirmed in the fact that they buried Him. It is a confirmed fact. It is recorded and confirmed that Christ died for our sins. So there is the remedy, been paid for our sins. We don't have to live in our sins. It's good this morning to know that God has provided a remedy and a payday for our sin, that we don't have to live in and die in our sin. Isn't that wonderful this morning? Because it's been affirmed and been confirmed. But the glorious fact, the more glorious fact in that gospel is this, that not only did He die, not only was He buried, but He arose. And because He arose, you and I don't have to stay dead. Amen? We may die, and we will die. No doubt about it. It is a recorded fact about through all of the generations of my people, they've all been dying. That's the only thing I hate about being a Windsor, is they all die. Every one of them is dying. They just die, die, die. But I want to tell you this morning that Christ arose. He is alive. And I got into a family where there is no death. I mean, I'm going to live in a family where there is no death. The preacher preached on it this week. They talked about it all this week, about the fact that in that city, the city of God, there is no dying, no death. Everybody's alive. Everybody's well. Everybody's happy. Isn't that a city like it? I thought about it as a preacher preached about it the other day. Boy, that sounds like just what I wanted. Just exactly what I wanted. The city where there would be a city of nevermores. Wasn't that what he preached the other morning? A city of nevermores, where there would never be any more sickness, any more sin, any more sorrow. No more death. What a city. What a place. the city of God, the place that God has built for us. But the thing about it is that makes it so good is the fact that all of us can go. And it don't cost anything. It is in that Bible that you hold in your hands, that you have at your side. It is in that Bible that Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." And when he said that, you know what he meant? He meant it was finished. Everything is paid for. Everything is done. And then he said, "Whosoever will, let them come. And them that will come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out." He invites you to come. He invites us all to come. And it's our privilege to come. And if you've come this way this morning, we've all been shocked with some bad news. But we've been blessed with some good news. And that is that we can come to God. That we can worship Him. That we can have eternal life. That we can have forgiveness of our sins. That's the good news amongst the bad news. And as I look at it, the good news way, way, way overweighs the bad news. Amen. The good news is better than the bad news. And if we look at it, Brother Mickey, it usually is. The good news is better than the bad news. And if you're here this morning and you're lost, this would be a good time for you to get saved. This would be a good time for you to come to the Lord. Right now would be a good time. So we're going to sing a song. Give us an invitation on him this morning. Let's give you an opportunity. Let's give us an opportunity. If God's speaking to our heart, God's knocking on our heart's door, let's take that opportunity to come to God and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I've been looking for this moment. I've been looking for this time to come to you, and I want to come this morning. I want to give my heart and my life to you today." Would you do that this morning while we stand together and sing?